Alright.
Okay, great. So I'm not sure who is the
I think that's the moderator.
Okay.
I'm the recorder, so I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Writing.
Okay.
I'm the synthesizer. So I thought we might start with the feedback from Jackie about the Ascot.
Okay.
Unless you want to start with then talk about our results and the poster. I thought those two things would be, I think that's what we'd have time for. I don't know which one you want to talk about first.
I think U.S. Scott sounds like a good place to start, as you suggested.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I was puzzled by her first bullet point. Please note that this is a poster and not a presentation. Because we used the abstract from a presentation, maybe that was where that came from. So I'm not sure how that...
I think they put that in all of them.
Okay.
Because I think the last time I got feedback, that was also the first bullet.
Okay.
That's not really feedback. It seems like that bullet point is just, oh, by the way, don't forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if she kind of misunderstood,
what...
Mm-hmm. Because she's talking about the development of a new instrument and...
Right.
not quite what we're doing.
No. I was really hoping that Bob would be here so that he can give us some information, because I really did think that maybe she misunderstood, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she, in the abstract, where we say that we use a test instrument, I think maybe that she thought we were developing a new instrument.
Hmm.
So that could have been the source of a misunderstanding.
Right. So how do we deal with that?
Maybe just a quick reply to her saying that, this is not a new instrument. It's a synthesis of two existing instruments, and we will be presenting, our results. But as far as reliability, that's what she asked for, right? She asked about reliability.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a statement of a fact that, this is not a new instrument.
Yeah, that the purpose of the project is to gain understanding of what you know about p-values, and that will be the focus of our poster, not development of a new instrument. That was just a tool we used to gain that understanding.
Mhm. That sounds good.
Yeah, I think that sounds perfect.
I'd be happy to word something, send it to you all for feedback, and then send it to her. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. I'll take care of that.
Okay. Well, that's going to check that off our list.
Check.
I love checking things off. And we can move on to our results of the pre-post that we did in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted something on Blackboard, which was just mostly frequency tables kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember if I posted any of the around with.
Neuronzo, I have it up right now. I didn't realize that this was all on Blackboard because I was trying to figure out, all right, if I was going to analyze this, and I know it was, we did the pre and the post, which is a little different than the last time, really what are we trying to look at? And I was thinking, there's so many different ways to look at it. And then I pulled up Blackboard today and I said, oh, this is where everybody put their stuff. So, it looks great. The only thing is, I'm not getting, my numbers are different I'm just looking at question five and the count. So
my counts are different too, but I don't know. I did mine last week, so I didn't have Georgette's information. So I'm guessing maybe Narazu, did you get Georgette's data?
How many did you guys have? Because I had ended up with 99.
I ended up with 84.
99. I had 84. So
I only added 9 students. I'm sorry. We're all talking at the same time. So you have 84,
actually,
Aisha?
Well, I had 84 because I removed the students who did not do pre and post, pre
mm-hmm.
or post. I removed those because they're not really our subjects.
Right.
I have 71.
So those were removed. What's that?
I had
71.
I counted the non-responses. I can take them out. If I take out the non-responses, then I hit 69.
Well, it would be different depending on the questions, though, because, like, for instance, there was a student who I think was Narazu's student who didn't answer the first two questions but answered the last three or four. So it would be different depending on the question, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So the count would be different depending on the student, on the question.
But I did not include.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't include the blanks, right?
Well,
because
again, like Narazu's data, her blanks were non-responses, so I just coded
mm-hmm.
them as non-responses.
Yeah. And
versus
I went
people
through,
who didn't do pre and post. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I went through and did not include anybody that didn't. If they didn't complete both pre and post, I did not include them at all. And then,
mm-hmm.
like you say, some people didn't choose to answer that question, so I didn't include them as well.
Right.
But I was only looking at 71. And,
when
you take the non-response out.
And they were missing, right? Because the students who did one but not the other, they should be coded as missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Georgia, can you tell me the Blackboard, the location for the Blackboard site? Because I'm not on my computer. I'm on my husband's computer, and I don't have a bookmark for it. Is it just Syracuse?
It's blackboard.syr.edu.
Hold on. Blackboard.syr.edu.
You're right, so thank you for doing all those frequency counts.
Yes, thank you.
I just put it in SPSS, then I told you to do it. So.
Sorry, my friend. So I guess we should have, like, the correct responses, the incorrect responses, no
mm-hmm.
responses, and then missing. Right?
Oh, I see.
Oh, I don't think I put the missing. Well, I don't know if I made the distinction between no response and missing for that particular question.
I have to say I'm in the same place as Nira, so if I didn't see a response, I just included it as no response. Missing I don't understand the difference between the two. Maybe you could clarify?
Because no response means that the student actually had access to the survey and
mm-hmm.
chose not to respond to that question.
Okay.
Whereas missing means that the student didn't take the survey. So there are students who took pre and not post and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So their pre data may be missing or their post data may be missing. Versus
okay.
a student who did problem one but ignored problem two and did problem three. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So they did problem one, gave no response to problem two, and so forth.
Okay, so we're talking about the rows then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to redo mine then.
Well, I think they're all on the one document, right, with the one that Narazu had done in, what's the name of
it? But I pulled it up today, and I didn't see Georgette's data there just yet.
Oh. At the very end, on the last page.
Okay, let me.
Yeah, I think they're like nine. Is it nine entries, Georgette?
I'm right after Jennifer, I think. You're first.
I
just
looked up. Mm-hmm. Well,
let me
see. How are your students labeled?
G, and I only have 9 of them, so it's on line 184 on the spreadsheet, 184.
Hmm. Well, maybe it was there and I just didn't pay attention to, hold on.
Can I ask this while we're looking for that too? I had a question about the themes, and when we were looking at themes, can we look at all the responses from the post surveys only? Is that what we're looking at? I'm assuming that we wouldn't want to look at pre for the themes because we wanted to look at what their understanding was. So as I was going through looking at all the responses, I'm thinking, all right, well, I would assume that we were all looking at the post, and are we looking at all of the post even if they didn't do the pre? Does that make sense?
I think if we're just looking at the post, then it doesn't matter whether they did the pre or not, because we're
okay.
just trying to see at the end of the class what is their understanding.
So for the themes, we'll just look at everybody post.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
We're not looking at pre at all. Is that
when
correct?
I started looking at it, I just kind of looked at both, but it makes sense to kind of to look at the post.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I thought too.
And I was also looking at four categories. Well, I see that I don't know who did question 2 and question 3, but I see there's a kind of a grid of valid,
mm-hmm.
valid, valid, invalid. And I did that just also like a true, 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 false, false, true, false, false for my particular question. And I wondered if that's what we should be doing a chi-squared test on. Are we looking at...
Thank you. Please stand by.
I'm just emailing her, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Georgia, did you do questions 2 and 3, or was that Aisha?
That's me, and I'm actually editing it right now because I did have a couple of pre in there.
You know, I'm looking at that, and that's exactly how I set mine up. And then I did, boy, would we expect them all to be the same, you know, as far as I was doing kind of like a chi-squared observed and expected, and mm-hmm. would we expect each to be the same, which we shouldn't, but are they different then? You know, are the proportions the same? And they pretty much were, which is kind of scary.
I think one of the things I noticed on questions 2 and 3 is that the students who selected valid as a pretest and then got valid or invalid on the post-test, they didn't have any reason. And so, I mean, I'm wondering how we're going to control for just wild guessing. You know what I mean? So that it's
true.
It makes me question the results there. So, for example, on question 2, 4 out of the 6 people had no reasoning behind why they thought B was valid.
Right. Yeah.
Or
invalid, valid.
Well, they were correct.
Is
valid.
That Naratu?
I'm back, yes.
Okay,
hello.
Great. Sorry, you guys.
That's okay. I'm just glad we all got back on. A question, and we don't necessarily have to get into this too deeply. I was just curious. Georgette, for question 2 and 3, this is on one of the documents that is posted in Blackboard. She did a frequency distribution of the valid, 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 invalid, you know, pre-post, invalid, valid, and invalid, invalid. And that looks quite different than mine. I'm just looking at the responses. I was looking at pre and post, if they had the correct answer and then they switched it, or if they had the incorrect answer and they switched it, and or if they were wrong both times, or, you know, if they had the right answer and they switched it to wrong. So I looked at those 4 options also and did a chi-squared test on are the proportions the same, or would we expect them all to be the same, the proportions, and clearly we wouldn't, but there is really no difference in any of those groups. which means that about the same number of people had the right answer and changed it to the wrong as kept the same answer, whether it was true or false, and same as the amount of people that had it wrong and turned it back to the right question. So there seemed to be really no significant difference between any of those groups. So what's that telling us?
My question was a little different, though, because it followed question one, which was the correct answer for the p-value. And I'm not sure that I think maybe that was a little confusing in the context of the problem for them to then have to face the two questions,
yeah,
whether the drug is effective. I'm so sorry for your cough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've got a cold. My apologies.
No, no, I'm just so sorry that it sounds awful. Can I clarify back to the data collection? Non-response means the student chose not to respond, which means they responded to other things, and that missing means either the pre- or the post-test is missing.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So I have a few missings then to add to my data.
Mm-hmm.
I had several students not do one or the other.
I think when we got hung up, I was saying that when I look in the file, I don't see Georgette at all. Is there? I don't see why that would be. The last data entry I see is 182. But you guys are seeing Georgette's data on the file?
I'm looking at the one in Blackboard. I'm not sure if you're looking over in were you looking over in Google Docs?
Oh, I'm looking on the Gmail, on the Google Docs.
Okay,
so
I guess
not
mine.
In the Google Docs document.
I thought I added it to Google Docs, so it looks like I need to do that.
Okay. I can just go to the Blackboard one, I guess. Let's see here. Okay.
The J that have blanks are just completely ignore them. I would not consider them missing, and I wouldn't consider them non-response. They're my numbering system.
I just deleted them, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. They're my numbering system, and they referred to specific students, and they did not participate at all for various reasons, so they're just not included. But I didn't want to change my numbering system because if I needed to go back to a paper, I wanted to keep those there.
Okay, I'll need to redo my figures entirely then. I think I put the under non-response. I don't know, I'll have to double check everything.
Yeah. Well, I sent out an email to try to explain that, but it's hard sometimes to try to explain
right
in words.
Words, yeah.
Okay, and we're not including, a non-response is not that they didn't write an explanation to their answer. It's just that they didn't answer that question at all, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So the Excel sheet that I'm looking at on the Blackboard side, I don't know that this is complete because I think Nairadzu also added a few data points to her page because this one only goes until N19.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
I've got N21.
No, I'm looking at the one on the Blackboard side.
Yeah, that's where I am.
And I'm seeing only up to N19. Are you looking at the, which one are you looking at?
The first.
The dot.
The study
okay,
results.
I guess
there's
I'm looking
there.
At the dot XLSX.
I'm looking
okay.
at the prior one.
Okay, well, maybe we can delete one of them if the other has more complete information. I have to open it in compatibility mode. Let me just see what's going on here. Georgia, can you copy paste yours from this main sheet into the Google Docs sheet?
Google? Yeah.
Yeah, or not?
It'll take me a moment.
No, not immediately. Not immediately.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, I will. I'm also going to add my my missing. I had some people who were missing either a pre or a post. So
because like N21, you know, at first glance, it may look like the person didn't do the pre and post. They didn't do the pre, but they definitely did some of the post. So, like, in my sheet, I recorded under Q1 for N21 on post. I recorded that as no response for Q1, Q2, Q3, because they have responses for Q4 and Q5.
Okay.
But none for Q6. Do you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that their pre would be missing because it looks like they didn't do the pretest. Right, Narajan? Yeah.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to have to go back and, because I didn't make that distinction either of, you know, thing and non-response.
Well, I think we probably all have to go back anyway because we have to decide, you know, what specifically we're going to, how we're going to do the analysis, as Jennifer said. So it's kind of trial and error at this point.
Is there some way we could decide on a deadline for cleaning up? I need a deadline for cleaning up my data is what I'm asking for.
Well, yeah, we need to do that because if we're going to put a poster together and use the results, kind of.
You mean the analysis, or do you mean cleaning up? Or do you mean?
I need to clean up the spreadsheet for my to include the non-response and the missing.
Okay.
So
I
have
the missing as blank. Mm-hmm.
You left missing out?
As blank. I didn't type in missing in the spreadsheet.
Right. Okay, you just left it blank. Okay. I have spring break right now, so I could actually get it done this week, but I don't want to rush anyone else who does not have that kind of schedule.
You mean adding more data?
I need
no,
to add
included.
No,
That's no good way.
I thought yours was fine. Yeah.
I thought mine was complete. My 4,000 students I had. I started typing.
I think
like,
all
oh
you
my.
Need to do, Jennifer, that would be helpful, if you just go into the spreadsheet and delete all of those, you know, that didn't do pre or post.
Now
is that
going to change? That'll change the numbers, though, or no, it won't, because those numbers
you
aren't
shouldn't
automatically.
Have used those in the numbers anyway.
Right, but is it going to make? I'm looking at J45 as blank and blank. So if I delete that, is my next one going to become J45 or no? Because you type those
no,
in.
No, just you can keep your own number.
So it will keep the same number. It will just get rid of J45. But the next one, because you actually typed in J46, will remain J46.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
So anything? Yep. Got it. I will go in there and do that.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to do anything then, because all I added were the 9 students that did both of them. Is that
did
right?
You have students who did one but not the other?
Two?
Yeah, add those.
Add the ones who did one but not the other. Okay.
Yes. And I think, Naraju, you just had one student, I guess, that you have to go in and put in non-responses for.
Yeah.
Which was N10, I believe. No, N... don't remember which one it was. N something. N21.
Okay.
On the post, you just have to put non.
So they did some of the.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So.
So if there should not be blanks, there should be either an NR or.
No, it's okay if there are blanks. Blanks mean that the student did not take the pretest or the post test.
So for instance, on my N21. Didn't take the pretest, so that whole line is blank. But on the post, they answered some questions and not others. So the ones they didn't answer, I'll put a non-response on. I'll put NR.
NR,
on.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sometimes I wish we could just be in a room together, sit around a table with our laptops.
I know. immediately.
Let's meet in Cancun.
Get me out of the hotel. I'll come there.
So what are we doing for analysis? Oh, before we move on, Georgia, you said you needed a deadline.
I can get it done by the end of the week. What I was curious about was when can I do the data? When can I reassess my responses? When does everybody else think they might have the spreadsheet cleared up?
I could do mine today.
Okay.
Yeah, I can have it done.
I think
by
Nara has one more.
Yeah,
okay.
I won't do it today because I have a deadline for a chapter today. I'm not.
Yeah.
So, but I can get it done by the end of the week.
Is it possible we could email when we're done? Just shoot an email that says I'm done with the spreadsheet, and then when everybody's done, we know Aisha doesn't need to do it, so we could just expect those three emails, and then we know we can do the analysis.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
That would
okay.
be helpful because then we know. So
when we can start.
Started.
Okay, that's great. So I'll email when I'm done.
No pressure.
No.
Whenever
no,
you're done,
no.
you're done.
Yeah.
I know we're all on such different schedules too, so it's interesting
exactly.
that you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I have Tuesdays with no classes, so Tuesdays are my days. Like I can go into a project, but in between then, I can't.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, May is here any minute now. I'm getting
Perhaps.
Stressed on my end, but I just do that anyway about May.
Yeah. Okay, so once everything's in, what do we want to look at? Besides the theme, I think the themes are pretty straightforward. I mean, that's the same as what we had done before. As long as we are all agreeing that we're only looking at the post
mm-hmm.
and we're looking at everyone's post, whether they did a pre or not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did have a question.
For examples, right?
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where this would fall or even if we want to address it, but I had several, and I mentioned this earlier, I had several places where a student wrote reject and all as an explanation, or they chose, all they said was reject and all, and there wasn't anything else along with that. Is that, even if they got the answer correct, does that count that they didn't have an explanation, or is it just we're just going to ignore those entries?
I just ignored those entries in terms of looking for the themes themselves. I look for specific examples.
Okay.
That supported the three themes that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting to see that absolutely the same themes are there, and absolutely
yeah.
between all of us, those themes were present. Very interesting to me.
Yeah.
You've got four different instructors, four different sets, at least four different sets of students, and there's still that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So many are just wrong.
I was looking at my own students and I was saying, I did not teach that. You know, they're getting the wrong answer, but they have the reasoning, or, you know, vice versa. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. I will say this though, when I was in the interviews, I had students looking at their paper and they're saying, oh no, I would change my answer right
yeah.
now.
Yep.
That was very interesting also. And then when I was looking at the pre and the post, I'm thinking, how many times were they looking, you know, they didn't have that, you know, how many times would they change their answer?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All very interesting. Okay,
so. We're just going to get examples of themes for each question.
Right.
Right.
Well, it can't be for each question because some of the questions we didn't ask them to explain.
Right.
That's the ones that have.
Yeah, have explanations. And then, so what sort of analysis are we doing, though, for the actual question? Because I saw what Georgette did, but I had broken it down like we did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did counts and frequencies for pre-post on each of the answer choices. So,
mm-hmm.
like, I had question four, so I had pre- and post-count and then percentages for A, B, C, D, non-response, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting to look at it both ways, and maybe I'll do mine the way you did yours, Aisha and just see what it tells us.
Okay.
I don't know if mine's not.
So, okay, well, let me look at yours again.
If we're looking at frequency counts, it seems like, you know, the only kind of statistical procedure we can really do is the chi-square.
Yeah.
But because these are, they're not independent. People before and after. So, you know, we need to do a chi-square that takes that into account. That's why I was looking at the Muslimar test, because it works with dependent groups. But then it only works with a 2x2.
Right.
So I don't know what to do with the non-response. Like, should I just look at correct, incorrect, pre-post? And what do I do with the non-response? So that's in the analysis that I did when I kind of was starting to look at this. I did it both ways just to see if it would change anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it with just the correct, incorrect, and that. And then I also did it as percentage correct, percentage wrong, pre and post. And then I did it with including the non-responses, as my assumption was, well, if you didn't answer, it's because you didn't know. So I put those with incorrect. But I don't.
You mean
I don't
the
know
missing?
If, I don't know if that's a valid way to do it.
Could we
you
just
mean
leave
the missing
out?
Were locked in with the non-responses?
Right. But it was more because I was curious to see what would happen. So I didn't really have a good statistical reason for doing it, except that I thought, well, if you're not answering the question, it's probably because you don't know how to answer it.
But
that's because you're
cases.
Unsure. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to put the wrong answer there. So I can't really spend that.
Niranta, you said that they're not independent, so you're going to do the McNamara's test, right?
Right.
What if we looked at them as a, and I'm just thinking out loud here, those that answered true first, and, well, okay, so let's say, you know, true and then kept it as true. Then those that answered true and then changed it to false, false, then changed it to true, false, kept it false.
And for multiple, like if for questions where you have A, B, C, D, are you lopping in, if the correct answer is A, are you then lopping in B, C, and D as false? Jennifer, just some clarity.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I was just saying. Okay, B is the correct,
okay.
Everything else is incorrect.
Incorrect, okay.
Yeah, and I'm my particular question was, you know, true and true or false, so that's why I was just
right.
thinking of that as yes or no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's because you can do a Muslimah test that way if you actually know which people said one thing and then changed it the next time.
Does it count as proportion? Because then I was looking at, all right, would you think of it as those people that had it true after and only looking at that as your count? Because those would be independent of those that had it false after, right? Is that what you're is your lack of independence because you're looking at matched pairs before and after?
Right. Yeah.
But if you looked at not individual responses before and after, but you lumped them together as true, 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 false, false, true,
mm-hmm.
false, false.
But doesn't it
I don't
need
know.
To be, that would still be dependent. But
it would still be dependent.
Yeah. You could do a maximum test slightly different, but, you know, you could do the same test.
I see. Okay.
But you will have different numbers in the cells, because you would have one people who change from, you know, true to false, So it would just record the people who changed, not how many people.
Right.
I see. So how many people changed.
Yeah, so you would be looking to see, was there a change of, did people change their responses over time?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just looking at, did more people have the right answer after? So it's kind of a slightly different question.
Yeah.
Right.
And as I was thinking of that, I was trying to think of, like, what are we trying to demonstrate, or what are we looking
right.
at specifically with our students? Is it just that they got the answer right, or based on after they learned the concept, did they change their answer?
Can I jump in for a second?
Please.
I'm curious about, we keep talking, we're using the word change to describe the student's behavior, but couldn't we make the assumption that they don't remember what they put the first time because they didn't know anything? And then, and that because of that, their response after is independent?
I think that's valid in theory. I don't know if it's valid statistically.
Okay.
I think they absolutely do not remember what they put on the first time they took it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but pre and post, regardless of whether they remember or not, when you do a pre and post test, those are dependent.
Dependent, yeah.
Whether they remember it or not, what they put down, right, Narazu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pre-post is always dependent.
Okay.
But that totally made sense.
Because
that they probably have no idea, and it's like a new system when they see it again.
So
what do we want to do? Want to include the non-responses in our analysis or not?
So the no response that you have on here, right, on your current sheet, that includes the students who took pre but no post and vice versa, correct?
But that's not a good number because I didn't make the distinction between missing and non-response.
Right.
So I would have to redo that, making that distinction. But do we want to include responses in there? Or just the people who actually gave us an answer and just make that comparison?
Yeah.
I think only those that – I don't think you should include the non-responses.
So in that – those three chi-squares there, first two – do not include the non-responses.
Okay.
But question four is the only one that seems to have, like, significance, but in the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
Actually had less people knowing what correct answer after than before.
That was a multiple choice, though, right?
Yeah.
That was A, B, C, D.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that could be why, because they had so many other options instead of just four. So.
Yeah.
Because with questions...
Which one?
Thank you. Please stand by.
So we will have three recordings for this week.
Right.
Good.
I don't keep Jean on her toes.
I know. Okay.
I sent an email to y'all about another conference call, about maybe doing a midterm conference call using some web-based conference call technology that I use for another organization I belong to. So this is something we can think about. Because I feel like we haven't really – did we get to everything we wanted to get to, or am I overthinking what we wanted to do today?
Well, I think based on what Narazu said, we were supposed to discuss U.S. cards, and we did that, and then just talk about what sort of analysis we want to do. And since we need to redo our data, like clean up the data set, we would have had to redo the analysis anyway.
Right.
So we're going to use our Blackboard site to post everything that's new.
Are we not updating the data in the Google Doc?
Yeah, My understanding is that's, but where do we want to store our, you know, our themes and all of that? Do we want to keep storing that in Blackboard, or should we move all that to GhostBot?
I like Blackboard for that.
I like Blackboard. Yeah, I like Blackboard also.
Okay.
So we'll update in Google Docs, but also, but post our themes and all of that information in Blackboard? Is that correct?
Okay.
So Nara, are you going to... Are you going to redo the analysis?
I will once everybody has updated what needs to be updated on Excel. I will just do the same thing that I just did with clean our data.
Okay. So I have down that we were going to update the data and send out an email when we have individually completed that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
No pressure.
Right.
We're expecting
and then I guess we'll, So do you guys want me to redo my questions using the valid, invalid, kind of like what Georgette did then? Because I already have my themes done.
I'm not sure. Which is the better way to go. I did like what Georgette did as well, and that's just where I started. I didn't get any further than that because I thought, boy, we really could do it a number of different ways. So,
okay.
Same thing. I was just trying to get it into a framework my skills and statistics in terms of doing the actual testing and so forth. You guys are more of experts than I am, so I'm willing to change it if that's what we need.
Maybe we should start what's our hypothesis? Because then we'll know whether we need to do it that way or just do the how many people got it correct the second time around compared to before.
Right.
That's kind of, when I was doing the analysis, that's what I was thinking. What proportion of the people, after got it correct compared to the proportion that didn't get it, that got it correct the first time, hoping that more people got it correct the second time around. But the way Georgette is looking at it, the way you have it would be if the question was, how many people changed? Yeah, from the wrong answer to afterwards.
So is that our hypothesis?
Interested in.
No.
Oh, okay. So I should probably change my format into the way Aisha had it?
I don't think I've seen Aisha. Is it on Blackboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll look at that.
Okay.
It's just like what we had the first round, where we had counts and percentages, which I guess can do in Excel, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so it looks like maybe we just need to focus on the themes, choosing the themes, because Naradzu can get everything else in SPSS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the themes,
yes,
I have all of those down, too.
Ah.
I noticed in, and I don't know whose themes this was in, but someone was referencing them as, D5 and J2. I think that would be super if we could all keep that in our themes, because then we could go right back to the cell and
go back.
Copy and paste. And I think, Georgette was saying as far as the what we're saying about Georgette's analysis, one thing that I think that addresses, because that's what I was also doing and I was thinking this way, that's more addressing the teaching after the teaching. Did they change their answer to right or wrong or, from right to wrong and all those different options? And I think that more addresses the teaching than their understanding, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what Naradzu had proposed, we'll start there, and then maybe if we want to do more analysis later, if we have time, we could.
Because I feel, too, in line with what Jennifer's saying, that really and truly, I feel like the textual part of it is the important part, like what they wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can do it both
again?
Ways.
Are you guys still there? Good.
Yeah. If I have what Georgette has right now, I can use that and just put it in, so I can do it both ways.
Okay. So then should the rest of us just work on identifying examples? Like, I have some examples there, but they don't include Georgette's data. So I'll go in and look at Georgette's data.
After I update it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Razu, which question did you have?
Six.
So do you want us to do your themes for you?
Yeah, actually, that'll be good. Then I will just do
the SPSS.
I'll do it both ways, just looking at change over time in terms of the individual students, and then proportion of people getting it correct, so I can do it both ways.
Okay, so how about if...
I can do that because I had question five. You guys each had two questions. I only had question five. So I can do...
Okay, great. The theme...
The themes for question six?
Yeah.
Yes. Examples. That would be great.
Examples. I'll do that.
And I have a question real quick about the draft of the literature review. I've been working on it. And the style question, I noticed that Niarazo and I wrote in the first person, and Jennifer and Aisha wrote more in the third person. Did we have a preference? Which one do we want to do? What do you guys think?
I wrote in we. I wrote in first person plural.
I know there was a lot of you avoided it in a lot of places. I don't know if you strictly avoided it on purpose, but it wasn't in a lot of places. And I noticed Sotos used, Lane Gattas used we in describing her group's literature study. So
I think it just depends on the journal.
I'm publishing it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on the journal. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check out, I guess. I'll just write two drafts then.
I think with JSE, you can use we. I think I've read that.
Mm-hmm. But most of the places I write for, they tend to say, the researchers and so forth, so... But if we want to say we, I can go in and change, too. That's fine.
I see what you mean. Okay.
I don't mind doing that. I'll just create two documents, and it just depends. It'll be the same document. One will be more formal with the researchers, and the other one will be we, and that way we'll be ready for anything.
Okay. So should we...
Go ahead.
Should we update our theme sheet and then post them on the website for the next meeting folder, yes?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
And everybody will email once they've updated the Excel file, the Google Doc.
Right, yes.
Okay. So should we set our next meeting?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. And then I guess, Georgette, are you going to email us what you were thinking of writing to the lady in response, and we'll give you feedback?
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
I've got that in the notes also.
Good. All right, so what date are we looking at?
Mid-April. Mm-hmm. I can't do it on the 12th, so I can do it on the 11th or the 13th, and then Friday, and then the following week is all wide open for me.
Works for me, and following, most of my classes are online, so my schedule is a little bit more flexible.
Well, should someone pick a date and we'll just go with that? I can do pretty much anything except, I guess, Tuesday night. That's 7 o'clock my time is what time Eastern? That's 3 p.m. Eastern. Are we going for Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'm open to either one. Why don't you pick since you have, you know.
Okay, can we do Monday? I know Jennifer said Tuesday is better.
No, Monday's okay. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not available till 2, but 2 Eastern
okay.
would be the first time I would be available.
How about you? Okay. How about you, Georgette?
I'm fine. Are you talking the 11th or the 18th?
Yeah.
I'm fine on both days, yeah.
The 11th at 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.?
Eastern?
Eastern? Okay.
That's a Monday, you said, right?
Yeah, the 11th.
Yeah. Involved?
I think I won't be able to join you this time. my Mondays are full, so it wouldn't matter which Monday it is. But I don't think you guys are really far along now, and it's really a lot about you guys making your decisions about your analysis and that, and you're doing a great job. So I can always catch up on the recording.
Okay. That sounds good.
But if you got something for me, send me an email or whatever and let me know that.
Okay. Sounds good. And I guess we'll try to flesh out the U.S. card issue as it comes up once we send it in and get a response and so forth. We can just do that by email, right?
Right.
Yeah. Does anybody have the rules for next time?
Yeah. Sifra is the organizer. Aisha is the moderator. I'm the synthesizer.
Moderator.
And Georgette is the recorder.
Alrighty. Wonderful.
And once we have our act together, I can do the poster. I can put that together.
I can help with that too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to hear back if we are actually in.
Oh, we'll be in.
Okay. Positivity. Okay, y'all.
You're positive about something.
I know. Good luck, Nara, to getting your house back in order.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. That's really hard. So, anything else for the good of the group, you guys?
No, that's it. It was a great call.
Yeah,
thank
except
you,
for the 3 calls.
Well, that part, yeah, but.
I'll have the 3 recordings to you.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Okay,
bye,
goodbye.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand by.